Hail, O mankind of Earth! I am Raphael of the Archangelic Host, and I come to remind you of the infinite power of God, the power that throughout the ages has brought forth the divine pageant into the world of form, a pageant of hope, and a pageant whereby that which is born was also destined to become that which created. The self-same image of the Father, then, the image of God, is the image in which mankind were made. And the light from which mankind sprung is also the reality by which all solar destiny was created. And the archangels had a magnificent part in the pageant of creation. And we are to the present moment interested in the fulfillment of that which you see before you upon the stages of life. The drama is God's, but the drama is also your own. For have you ever conceived what it means to actually form a heart? Do you know what it means to form a heart in the divine image? A heart that is scintillating, jewel-like, and fashioned after the heart of our eternal Father. When you ponder upon the creation of a sacred heart, you are able to realize just what your beloved Mother Mary had within herself. You are able to understand how that she entered in to a state of becoming a cosmic mother, one who also pondered not only upon the manifestation of beauty in her Son, the Lord Christ Jesus, but also who pondered upon the sacred heart of every man. For I tell you, and I tell you truly, that God did not create immaculately the manifestation of the Lord Christ and then disparagingly create all of the rest of mankind. For the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, is the universal Christ essence, which is the inheritance of every man. The dogmas of the world, the traditions of the world, the teachings of the world concerning religion have altered this concept, and intentionally so that mankind would become confused and would blight their almighty inheritance and feel not that they were creations of God, but fallen angels, fallen beings, individuals who had reached down into a state of enormous degradation. I say to you in God's name, the subtleties of the serpent have been very great. It is not that individuals have failed to err. They have erred and erred mightily. But one of their first errors was one of dogma fostered upon them in their ignorance and their innocence. For innocence itself can also be a manifestation of ignorance. And when men are truly wise and truly understand the laws of the infinite, they are no longer captivated within the psychic nets of religious manifestation, which seeks to divide every man from every man and pit life against life, that energy be held captive, and the energies of our God, the energies of our Heavenly Father, are kept from mankind that they may know their freedom. We are concerned then for the freedom of every man, and the hierarchies of heaven are concerned that mankind shall know the beauty of cosmic Christ healing and cosmic Christ illumination and the power of the world to come. For light is our element. We dwell in light. We stand by light. We are pure light essence. The substance of the body of an archangel is the architect, the archetype of every man. architectural in the sense that God has created and formed his own immaculate image for every man as the vestment of that life stream. Archetypal in the sense that God desires this image to typify the ultimate perfection for every man. We then, coming to earth this day, are not speaking to you in this room alone, but we speak to a planet, and a planet shall hear. There was a time when we felt it necessary, because of the banal aspects of smoking, to warn the world of the dangers of smoking and of how that the blight in the lungs that was created prevented the manifestation of the pure and clean breath of God. We uttered a fiat and we compelled mankind to announce in the newspapers of the world that great danger existed. Oh, there was hesitancy. But those of you who will recall that motion picture, Gabriel over the White House, will understand that the power of heaven is not limited by mankind's ideas of perfection or imperfection or their acceptance or rejection of the powers of heaven. We are cosmic beings. We do not need to have the approval of mankind, for in their present state, they are often unable to give it with justice. We know that if they knew better, they would do better. And we come not with the welter of condemnation to mankind, but we come with the balm of our healing hands to evoke in the hearts of men some realization of those paeans of praise that they ought to utter from grateful hearts for every manifestation of the divine intent that manifests and purifies their consciousness. For the consciousness of man in reality is not his own. It is the consciousness of Almighty God, and it is the power of the 3x3. 3x3. For man is not just body, but he is body and mind and spirit. And the sword of the Spirit is in our hand. And we come that you may have the power to command life, that life obeys. That life, all life, be raised to understand the power of victory this hour. God is in your heart. You are not in the dark, and begin you must if you would win the pathway from this veil of sin to rise into the air, not just alone by holy prayer, but by obedience to the word that lives. This word is God. Call him by any other name. He who has framed you is the breath and spirit of life. And he gently caresses you today with the love of the angelic host. For we come today to bring to your attention a new realization of the flame of love that heaven holds so dear. We come to you today that you may understand that your bodies are chalices so rare, chalices through which we may pour the radiance of the healing unguents of our realm. And what happens when we begin to pour these unguents through from within? There is a steaming radiance that comes forth, a radiance that opens the pores and flushes out the poisons of mortal density, of ignorance, of darkness, of shadow, of unconsecrated lives, and brings mankind into that lovely awareness that they had when they were before 7 of age. The time when their faith was as the dawn, when their faith came up as thunder, when their faith contacted the realm of the archangels, when angel ministrants stood by their bedside, and as they woke each morning, they saw the golden glimmer of cosmic radiance, and their eyes reflected the glory of heaven, and their faces wore the enlivenment of the cosmic realm. And men said, "Oh, sweet child, how glorious is the time of childhood, And it came to pass that the power of the angels manifested among men, and they knew it not. They knew it not, for they saw it only as a sweet and simple thing. To us it is a thing of beauty. It is the magnificence of expansion. It is the magnificence of maturing. It is the magnificence of Christ glowing as God and Christ in oneness glow within the force field of the mortal form. As a form becomes a grail most holy, and men as champion knights around a table with great cosmic boldness understand the unity of life. Not that one should say, we would sit, O Christ, by thy right hand and thy left. Not that men should aspire that they might exceed one another and compete with one another, but that they should understand the equality of their inheritance as the greatest gift that God has ever given to mankind. An opportunity whereby the greatest strength can pour to the universal. For the table round is symbolical of infinity. The table round is symbolical of great consecration. The table round is symbolical of the wheel of the law as it turns equally for all. Men do not have to seek equality. God has already given it unto them. And when the angelic hosts behold the foolishness that is in the world today, how mankind are manipulated by the dark powers and forces that seek their doom, when we see and behold how brother is pitted against brother, how that the Negro race is pitted against the white race, and the white race against the Negro race, and the Chinese against all, we are amazed at how the dark forces and the dragons of the astral realm, the denizens of the deep, have asserted their power, whereas mankind, by their non-recognition of the angelic realm, have failed to accept and understand that heaven has provided a way for them through the darkness and the void that is today manifesting in the world of form. We come to you then to make you aware of the power of the angels, to make you aware of the power of that consecration which God is, to make you aware that this is not the figure of some individual man speaking to you, but we are speaking directly from our octave of light, and there is no power in heaven and earth that can alter that condition, because it is the fair truth, and the fair truth is right, and it stands irrevocable as cosmic law, and it manifests to you all the power of our realm and octave that demands of life that they shall understand that sometime, somewhere, God shall reign in the hearts of men, and the simpering silliness of mortal reason shall be cast aside for the divine plan which illumines every man by his own Christ intellect and teaches him that heaven is indeed very close when he opens up the doorway of his heart and he begins to understand that he has been as a spring frozen in winter and oppressed. When he understands that death has crystallized the beautiful flowing essences, when he understands that he has imprisoned the splendor of God within the chalice of his world, when he understands that the power of God has come to deliver him by the breath of a cosmic spring, when he understands that the power of the angels melts the cold, when he understands that the frozen waters begin to flow, when he understands that the cosmic fruit begins to glow and he sees the radiance of God flashing forth in his eye, he sees the flame of fire descending from the sky, the paraclete invisible made visible unto mankind as the Holy Spirit uniting mind and heart fashions an avatar, a son of God, a cosmic teacher, one who goes forth without fear in the world to minister unto men. This is the paean of praise that we give. It is in service to the life that you live that you may be free from it. Break the bondage. Shatter it. Shatter the matrices of darkness and heal the world from all confusion. Let the bounties of nature burst forth as they have never burst forth before. And let the churches of the world understand the mission of the cosmic prophet. The cosmic prophet is the spirit of prophecy that in all ages has used first this individual and then that individual, that has appeared to first this man and then that man, that works through the world of form and produces the miracles in every age of cosmic contact whereby mankind can have and know that complete feeling of integrated oneness with their own divine God presence. We come to you then today to remove the veil, to let this beautiful babbling brook of cosmic loveliness flow through the world order, that the streams, the beautiful streams, may laughingly bring to mankind the happiness of the waters, that their emotions will be unleashed, not as the coldness of self-discernment, whereby they say to themselves, I must be full, I must be full, I must possess. Let them change it all and say, I must give. For when men understand that they must give, they will truly receive the power to live and be victors everywhere in their world. The domain of God will have descended to the planet. The teachings of the angels will be known and loved. The presence of the angels each day will be sought. You will perceive that we are your friends, tangible and real. You will perceive that in our hand is the power to heal, that we gladly give it, that we stand behind ministrants, visible, that we assist doctors in their work, and nurses, and individuals throughout the world who call unto us, that we serve to heal through you, that our power is tangible even when our voice is not recognized or known, that the power is cosmic flow, that the power is given to all men here below, yet so many know it not. And fear constricts their hearts. And there is no flow, and there is no glow, and the light goes out in the domain of the soul because men think that they are wise. And their thought is like the words of the Master Jesus. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. Healing angels of my band, stand round about the world community in its hour of darkness and command the sword of the Spirit to cut men free. Stand round about the world community and open their eyes that they may see. Let the golden dome of the cosmic citadel of light descend. And let the aspirations of men, the living aspirations, defend. I am Raphael. I am he who lovest mankind. To make all free is my heart's desire. I am not limiting myself by your thoughts about yourself. I refuse to accept your limitations or the pressure thereof. I come to you with the pressure of heaven to push it through your pores, to push it through your minds, to push it through your consciousness, to demand that you recognize the great glowing reality and beauty of your divine self. This is within. And if there be those who would stifle my operation on behalf of mankind, I say, God forgive you for your ignorance. For we are not about to submit for 1 minute to human concepts. You came here today with hunger in your souls, and we have brought you the bread of the angels. You came here with hunger in your souls, and you have longed to understand your cosmic unity. We bring it to you today and lay it at your feet. You have come here today to grasp some hope for tomorrow. We give you all your tomorrows wrapped up in the healing radiance of the living Christ. We tell you that the world is one vast community, even as the solar system is one vast community. And when the face of old Sol, the beloved solar radiance, pours its energy to the farthest reaches of that void you called system, everywhere, all throughout space, light penetrates darkness and shines. Understand this principle. For within yourself, within your heart, there is also a solar radiance that imparts to you the cosmic truth and pressure thereof. If you will recognize that which is deep within yourself and call unto me right now, I will open up the great continents of the air within the domain of self, and I will require that law to operate that you may be flooded with the radiance of the internal sun and bask in that pure joy. The joy of God from which you may drink, the cup of life. Don't shrink from it. It is nigh at hand. It will heal. It will keep you and help you to understand all things. let go. Let go of your fears. Let go of your tears and your density and your dogmas and all of the conceptions that you have held. You need not repudiate them. Truth stands alone. That which is true will stand because God is in it. That which is false will fall because God is not in it. You do not need to make a God determination of everything, for truth itself is its own cleansing panacea. It will assist you through all the way back to the heart of all oneness. And every one of you, as knights of the Table Round, as ladies of the Table Round, will offer your pledge of cosmic honor to the flame. You will honor God. You will understand the meaning of life. You will comprehend that which cannot be put into words. For it is the inner teaching of the soul. It is the law of life that sets men free. It is the power of the angels. It comes to little children and speaks to them. But as their maturing minds grasp greater principles according to the teachings of mankind, they are able to deny the existence of their Creator and by scientific bent prove that God had no real intent in all of the creation. What an awful thing that the blight of atheism and the pain of agnosticism should come to the world. Therefore, your own beloved Ilarion, under our direction from the Isle of Crete, does constantly cause the bells to ring out and carol to every man's heart the power of the Prince of Peace. And I tell you that Kuthumi, that mighty hierarch and world teacher, at his great organ in Shigatse, does cause to be radiated into the world of the dying the marvelous sounds of the creative poem, the cosmic epic drama of the mind of Almighty God, that worlds without end does go forth to the hearts of men and show them the mighty cosmic network that connects everyone to it all. It is a schema so vast, so complex, and yet so wondrous that we long to watch as the curtain goes up, moment by moment, with the power of a whirlwind, and man is ushered into the domain of cosmic reality. Won't you then today, before I take my leave of you, ponder and consider the possibility of heaven's reality? Won't you realize that that which is here in this world is but illusion? Won't you realize that we intend that you shall master illusion and all that is here? Won't you understand that the reality of the cosmic world is far more beauteous and wondrous to behold? It is not some nebulous catacomb into which mankind will be catapulted without preparation or understanding. Now you are thinking about the astral and the realm of the departed who are not made ready for the coming of the heavenly bridegroom. For there is a reason why individuals ought to make preparation for their souls. For the talents that God has given unto them were given unto them that they might win other talents and become overcomers. When they fulfill this role, they have nothing to fear, not even fear itself. For perfect love casteth out all fear. For fear hath torment, and perfect love brings only Christ's consent. Christ's consent within your hearts. To each soul in joy imparts fragrances from heaven's bower, teaching mankind every hour, God does love you all, hold you from the worldly pall, and raises you in living flame to the beauty of his name. Won't you grasp this principle that all around you God is, God lives, God sings, God is joy? Won't you grasp the principle that I may make your atoms to dance and shine today? Do you realize that the Pleiades and the bands of Orion actually sing? Do you realize what the music of the spheres is? Do you realize that the angelic host with the speed of light move throughout the universe, that we have conclaves and choirs and cosmic orchestrations that are undreamed of, and there are only a few upon the planet that have ever heard them? I want you to know then that when you hear those cosmic choirs, the fear of life vanishes from the heart, and man begins to understand the love that God would impart. He understands, he sees it with his heart. The eyes of soul are all aflame. His consciousness is living flame. His consciousness is living flame. And he is not consumed. Nay, he is born. His natal day does come. His soul awakened seeks its home. This is our message to you in this dark hour of Earth's travail.